We're going to continue in our series. In fact, this is the fourth and final week on our series on finances, on breaking the spirit of poverty. And I've got some things that of the 4 weeks, for me personally, today is the most fun. And so I'm going to share with you my heart on some things that I think are real fun, real important. I'd like for you, if you would, just to turn quickly in your Bibles to the book of Jeremiah, to the 29th chapter. If it's possible, work hard with me if you can to pass the papers, but still listen, because I need to set this up. We're going in perhaps what might be considered an unusual direction when a church is studying finances as we are. You going to work hard with me? You're going to work hard, okay. I hope that you see what takes place when God begins to impart to us the grace, the wisdom, the understanding on biblical finances. But he works to turn our attention from being an introspective, need-oriented people to becoming visionary people that prefer others. Now, that's one of the basic laws of the kingdom of God. How many of you have come to realize that the laws of the kingdom are different than what you were accustomed to before you got saved, right? How do you live? Oh, by dying. Well, that makes a lot of sense. How do you obtain? Well, by giving away. How do you gain? By losing. No, his world is right side up. It's everything else. It's upside down. But for some reason, I thought it was the right way. And now he begins to teach us that the way that things work in the kingdom is that you learn to turn your attention from your own crisis, your own personal need, and you turn outward in your vision, in your scope, and you realize that what God has given you, they are resources to invest in the kingdom of God and expand the boundaries of the kingdom of God. So the first week, we dealt with the tithe, and that's changing our perspective from hoarding and bringing to ourselves for our own need and investing in the work of the kingdom and really releasing the priests into ministry through the tithe. The second week, we did the same thing, but we did it a little different, turning our attention from just the financial responsibility to lifting up our sights to where we can begin to restore honor to godly leadership. We are aware that there is ungodly leadership all over the world, but don't focus on that. God has raised up righteous men and women of God for this hour. He has not left his church unattended to. It was worth more than that, but I'll take whatever I can get. Number three, generosity. Last week, the real mark of life, that real giving begins after the tithe, if we're dealing with economics, with finances, to get our attention now, not just from the support of the key leaders that are in the body of Christ, but the whole lifestyle of generosity, that we begin to turn our attention outward. You remember the example of sowing with tears, reaping in joy, taking our seed that God has given to us. And even though it may be a seed that we need to eat from, there are times where we take that seed and plant it in the ground because that's our future. That's our hope. Now, by the way, the tapes for these are available out front. The first 2 weeks are on one tape already. After today, we'll have the second two messages on one tape as well. So we'll have two tapes. They're available. If you can't afford them, they are there for free. Just take them, all right? We want to make sure that everyone who is willing to review these and to learn from them, you can have them for nothing. All right.